Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where did we leave off last week? Well, there was this bogus raid. I'll touch on it a bit more, but here's what I can tell you. We now know that the left say that this raid was not political. No, it was just par for the course. Donald Trump may have nuclear secrets. He may be, I don't know, getting into a misinformation campaign with the Russians. Maybe we need to investigate him again or impeach him, even though he's not even president anymore. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You want to know how much the media is tripping over this? Let me say this. As I think it was Karl Marx or one of these communists that said, tell the lie as if it were the truth. Just put it out there. Lie. Say exactly what you're not going to do and say it as if you're the, in other words, they accuse us of doing what they're doing and do it openly. Do what you're doing openly and create such confusion to people. Well, wait a minute. I thought we were the good guys. And then it turns out that they're the good guys. See, they think we're stupid enough to follow this. And I understand communists doing this way, feeling that people can be duped that easily. Why? Because communists are stupid. Communists, leftists, Democrats, progressives, they're all stupid. And you, I say this not to, I don't even feel like, I mean, please don't take this the wrong way. I'm just telling you what these people are. They're stupid. Nothing these people say or do makes any logical sense. And here's what's interesting. They don't live their lies. Kevin Jackson again, folks. That's the voice you're hearing. See, I'm not going to, don't, when I say you're not going to live a lie, I'm not telling you you don't live a lie. You do live a lie. There are people that go, you know, I don't, you know, here's what I know is right. Let's say cheating on your taxes. You know it's wrong. But you do it and you live a lie. And you know what you do? You rationalize it and you hope you don't get caught. You hope those 87,000 IRS agents don't come knocking on your door because then you're in trouble. But you may live the lie, but you're not happy living it. And if you're smart, you'll say, you know what? I'm not going to live this lie. I'm just going to do it on the up and up. It's when a friend of mine told me one time I was in the midst of a big contract. Could have made a lot of money. It got canceled, but... And he, I went to him. He's great with money. And he says, let me just say, I said, now how can I put it in offshore? It wasn't even that much money. But I wanted to feel like a millionaire. So I go, how would I do? He goes, look here, man. He goes, you put a certain amount of money in a you know, a growth fund that's just going to get you 5% or whatever. And he goes, but as for the rest, you're going to take your tax hit. Don't sweat it. He goes, you know, you're a high earner. Let them take their part. When you get your part, you put it in a safe investment. It'll grow. And over time, you'll accumulate lots of money. And this is a friend of mine who was very wealthy, always was. We went to school together. But he got even more wealthy. And when we graduated high school and graduated college, we went to high school and college together, he helped me make some money. But he would always say, play by the rules. Don't worry about it. Just let the chips fall where they may. And that's what we do. But that's not what the leftists do. Anyway, I want to play this. I want to just show you what these people are trying to do now. And you tell me if there's a narrative being set here. Okay, so here's a mashup. They call it a supercut of the media leftists on the raid of Donald Trump.
The FBI is a conservative-leaning law enforcement organization, and we've sort of like lost the thread on that in the past 6 years.
These attacks against the FBI, these attacks against the most important federal law enforcement agency in America.
Less than 24 hours after a peaceful search that they gave them a heads up on.
Peaceful search.
It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's not a raid. They didn't. You know, they're not there improperly or unlawfully.
The Justice Department is. returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing.
I don't think there was any politics involved.
This appears to be a nonpartisan process.
Because anybody on this set had done the same thing, the exact same result would have occurred.
A judge would not sign off on that if there were not evidence.
Sources tell me that, you know, there's a reason. They wouldn't go in there if it wasn't really significant, that they weren't really concerned about the nature of the classified information that Trump had, what he might be doing with it, who he might be showing it to. These are real national security concerns.
And the fact that a federal judge approved it shows that, hey, they've got something there. We just don't know what it is.
The former president and his allies are escalating their attacks on the FBI, claiming without any evidence that the investigation is politically motivated.
These attacks on the FBI are just very sort of out there and outlandish.
Every person out there attacking this is essentially attacking non-politicized and independent law enforcement.
Republican attacks on the Department of Justice and the FBI intensify, prompting fears that rhetoric could turn to violence.
Growing concerns over the reaction from possible right-wing extremists.
And they're fomenting that violence right now.
The dangerous rhetoric that is being fomented because of this, because of how Trump talks about a raid on his home. No, man, it was no raid on your home.
They are basically saying that that law enforcement is engaging in some kind of a political attack. Well, the fact of the matter is, there's no reason to believe that, and there's no basis for them to assert that.
That's why we have law enforcement to actually bring fascists to justice.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That doesn't scare me. It's predictable. But think about everything that was put into that, and we're going to play that again later in the broadcast to dissect it more. But that was a mashup of media leftist talking heads and interviewees essentially saying the same thing. It's not a political. It's above. There's no politics here. It's above politics. It's nonpartisan. Judges wouldn't sign off on it. Sources tell me there was a real reason because it's classified information. There are real security concerns. Who knows what Donald Trump would do with that information? And by the way, no evidence that this is politically motivated by the FBI. And so anybody attacking the FBI, well, they're attacking a non-politicized version of the Department of Justice. It's returning to its real core. Of being an investigative body above the politics, blah, blah, blah. It's all a bunch of nonsense. Then, as for you, well, if you do attack them, you're putting together rhetoric for violence. You're fomenting violence with your dangerous rhetoric. There is no reason, again, folks, to believe that this was politically motivated. That's sort of a quick summary of what that mashup is. I want to go into it in more detail. But most importantly, this is how these clowns are told to think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our issues are repetitive in the conservative movement. Our issues are repetitive in life, just the way it is. But politically, we can make things easier the same way we make things easier in life. And you know how we do it in life? We nip things in the bud. We say, let's develop a process that works, something that avoids us repeating ourselves, things that make our lives the next time easier. I don't know who was the first person who decided to sweep a room or clean up a room, but I bet when they were down there doing it by hand or kicking it with their feet, they said, you know what, this would be easier if I had something I could move with my arms that could get a lot of dust and dirt in one fell swoop. And we get the broom. And then somebody went, you know what, this broom could be improved if I put it as a flat piece versus straw, and I made it flat, and I made it 3 feet across, and it didn't get up, it didn't
you know, push dirt up in the air, and they just did it methodically with one of these push brooms. And then somebody went, you know what? This would be even better if I could find something electronically that could just suck this all up and make it even simpler than that. And we got this evolution of things. But let me ask you, do you really feel like we've made evolutions in the political process? As conservatives, do we make it easier? Let me tell you what Democrats do. They say, look, we can't win elections on our ideas. Their ideas are like the dude on, kicking dirt around with his foot. So they say, let's make something that makes it a little easier. So they made a broom. That means they started cheating in elections. They said, you know what we can do? We can double register. We'll let people do this. We'll leave the voter rolls like such and such. And it went all the way down the line with all these things that they wanted to do. And now what have they done? They've created a super sucker. They got 15 different ways to cheat, and they orchestrated and coordinated, and so they never have to worry about what their policies are, their ideas, etc. They also stacked the deck with all the things they put in these bills. They said, you know what, we can't get anything done if we try to do it individually. We can't raise people's taxes unless we attach it to military spending, or unless we attach it to something in the budget that people must have, like Social Security. So they make their lives easier every single time. If the Republicans get control of Congress, let's change the rules so that it's no longer a majority. It takes 60 votes in order to do this. They change the rule. Oh, you don't like the makeup of the Supreme Court? Let's add more people to it. Unless, of course, it's a Republican president, then let's take them away, etc. They're always looking for ways to improve their position. Do we? I think you get my point. So they raid Trump. They know it's political. They tell you that it's not. Anyway, Donald Trump said this because Derek Garland came out and said, I gave the code red on the raid because I thought it was in the best interest of the country. The national security implications were this, that, and the other. And now they're in the form of justifying their supposedly non-political political raid. And by the way, it wasn't a raid. They were executing a search warrant. Think about what they do immediately. It's a raid. You come in, you say, we're coming into your house and we're going to start taking stuff. Okay, well, you're executing a search warrant. That doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds like a raid. If they did it to Obama, I'd go, why'd they raid him? When they did it to Cohen, they executed a search warrant, but it was a raid. He's sitting there looking like, what are y'all here to get? Let me ask you this. If it isn't a raid, why can't you say, that's not part of your search warrant? Get out of there. Don't do that. They're looking at Melania's clothes. They're looking to see if Donald Trump's underwear has streaks, for goodness sakes. Kevin Jackson's here listening to people. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They like to raid. Anybody that is counter to what they're saying, I'm going to tell you right now, in advance, don't be surprised if I come on radio one day and go, they raided me. I'm going to have a backup computer set up for radio because they may come and seize my computer and seize all my other stuff. I'm being honest with you. You don't know what's going to happen with these people. And I tell you this because I'm not trying to make you feel sorry for me. I'm telling you there is no limit, even down to the peon level, which is what I am. I'm no big deal. I know it seems like it, but I'm not. But these people have me targeted. I'm a nobody. I'm never going to run for office. I'm a dude who pays attention to his life and his politics and his money. I play by the book. They're not going to find any, like, hidden money. I don't have any bank accounts set up with shell companies. In fact, let me just see you guys up front. The government, from 2016, they sent me this nice letter. Kevin, you're right. We owe you $7,358. The problem is you filed too late. You're not getting your money. Now, I didn't file late, but they've got I'm telling you, I've left at least $50,000 into the government because I didn't file taxes on time, but I knew they owed me money and I filed late. This time I didn't. I made sure I got it in. They sent me a letter, $7,358. You're right, we owe it to you, but no, we don't. We don't have to pay you. If you raid me, I'm going to have these letters ready going, hey, while y'all are raiding, can you give me my money? It ain't like I'm a rich dude. I had to send it to my accountant. you know, for that. Meanwhile, they come to my house and go, yo, $25,000 because you didn't pay your employee taxes. And I go, yeah, I paid my employee taxes because we have paychecks in one of these services and they take it out. Well, we don't have a record of it. That's your problem. It's been paid. All the employees know all the documentation's there. So I had to get my accountant involved. That's fine. I don't care. I'm not worried about it, but I'm just saying, you got to come to my house to tell me this? That's not a phone call. What is it? Too much money? $25,000 is a lunch for the government. It's a hammer on the F-18. You know, what are you coming to my house for 25 grand that I don't even owe? Donald Trump says, we wrote this, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step forward by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. You know why I like this? Because this is Donald Trump saying, you want transparency? Have it. Tell them why you came in. Tell them what you found. Because that's what's going to drive the Democrats crazy. See, they're hiding everything. They don't want you to know the real issues surrounding the big cheat. They don't want you to know what they did in January 6th, planning FBI agents and other agents in there to do exactly what they claim we did. It's kind of the Jussie Smollett scenario. So Trump's going, no, open it up. Open it all up. And see, let me ask you, who are we? We're going, give us the government. Show us the numbers. Show us this. Why are we having to ask for FOIA on all the things going on in this country? If Trump's kid was one of the ones with the notebook, Donald Trump would be saying, look, I got to tell you, Don Jr., give him the notebook. Have him open it up. Open the investigation. Let's see what's going on because I want the public to understand we have nothing to hide. Open it up. They did that, by the way, when they investigated his son because he had a meeting with a Russian. What have they done to Hunter Biden? I think you get the point. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An investigation by Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee argues the White House's leadership during last year's withdrawal from Afghanistan led to tragic yet avoidable outcomes. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congresswoman says the report highlights a lack of planning by the White House.
This just validates what we thought was going on all along. It outlines the lack of planning, the lack of urgency by the White House, by the National Security Council, by the State Department.
Two former Minneapolis police officers accused of being involved in George Floyd's death will go on trial this fall. Tutau and J. Alexander King rejected their final plea offers of 36 months in prison. If they're convicted, they'll receive 12 or more years behind bars. This is USA Radio News. A delegation from the U.S. Congress is in Taiwan Monday in a show of support for the island. In Taipei, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey says we must do everything we can to maintain peace and stability for Taiwan.
We have a moral obligation to do everything we can to prevent an unnecessary conflict. And Taiwan has demonstrated incredible restraint and discretion during challenging times.
The visit comes not long after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, which sparked military exercises by China. Although the U.S. does not support Taiwanese independence from China, the U.S. does supply them with defense equipment. Tesla has made more than 3 million cars. CEO Elon Musk making the announcement that the electric car company maker's plant in Shanghai hit the 1 million mark. The plant in Fremont, California surpassed 2 million cars. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Obama won't release his college transcripts. Leftists tried to seal data on Wu Flu and Pfizer and all these different manufacturers, pharmaceutical manufacturers, for 75 years because they didn't want you to know the truth. And Trump says, release the documents now. Trump says, cooperate fully to everybody, no matter what the investigation is, no matter how they stack the deck against me, cooperate fully. And we get accused of not being transparent. We get accused of the Jussie Smollett. They attacked me, man, while I was getting a Subway sandwich or whatever. It's always us, right? The MAGA people. I'm sorry, the ultra MAGA. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Peeps. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I'm not going to let up. They can threaten to throw me in the hooscow. I do nothing wrong. And so here's the thing I can tell you that you can know if I'm ever arrested by the FBI or the CIA or whatever. I do nothing wrong. They go, oh, there's porn on his computer. That is a lie. I'm not into porn, any type. I wouldn't watch it if I was making it. You know what I mean? I mean, I just have no interest in it whatsoever. They plant drugs. As I said, if you find me with a needle hanging out of my arm in the back of an alley, you know it was CIA. Now, I'm going to have some scratch marks and some bruises. And I would say check some hospitals because there's some people that got hurt trying to put that needle in my arm. But you know I didn't do it. And this is my only saving grace is that I'm telling you up front, these are the things you're going to know about me. If the dirt comes out, not that I have any dirt, because I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Even if it's none of your business, sometimes I will. Because I'd rather do that. Because if you, Kevin Jackson was an insurrectionist and he was a rioter. No, I wasn't. I don't need to riot and insurrect anybody. As I tell people, I ain't worried about you because I got God and attorneys. Yeah, and I fought a lawsuit, stupid lawsuit over criminal justice reform. People tell me, oh, he texted my phone. $30,000 later, four people accusing me of sending them texts that just caused them to go, oh my gosh, I got a text from somebody I didn't like. Even though we had all the opt-out rules and everything else, I got sued for $30,000. I didn't like it. I paid $30,000 over frivolous nonsense. Money I didn't have. Money that could have gone to lots of productive projects and things that we do. And I'm out the money. It's that simple. But I play it by the rules. Even if the rules stink, and if it's help, I rationalize it and tell myself, if it's helping somebody, you know, the downtrodden, let's just go for it. Now, I'm going to be vocal about changing the rules. If you try to tax me 50, 60, 70%, I'm going to go in and try to change the rules. I don't think anybody should be giving away half their money. I don't think a government should be running on 40, 50% of anybody's income. The government makes so much money throughout the entire food chain, there's no reason for you to confiscate that, the money you do from us. And I don't like what you use it for. I don't like that you give money to the least willing to contribute back to society. I think that sucks. And I am going to fight it. And there are many other things I'm going to fight. I'm not letting them get away with it. They raid Trump. They say it's not political. Then accuse anybody who says it's political of offering, quote, dangerous rhetoric. So what I'm telling you right now, they consider dangerous rhetoric. Insurrectionist. He's a rioter. Watch his guns. The leftists know this raid was political. It was 100% politically motivated. Not 99%. Not 99.1 or 99.9. 100% political. Hunter Biden wasn't raided. He wasn't in prison. He hasn't been indicted for any crimes, for the crimes rather, that everybody in the world knows that he committed. You want to know how they know? They watched him do it. They watched him smoke crack. They watched him with prostitutes. They watched him talking about deals that were involving this country, our, you know, sovereignty for all intents and purposes. He was making deals with our enemies. Hillary Clinton, she wasn't raided. She hasn't been in prison. She hasn't been indicted for crimes we know she committed. She had our government spend $38 million on a witch hunt against Donald Trump, where they stacked the deck using people that adored her on an election that they tried to shoehorn her in. And sadly for them and fortunately for us, we came out in such numbers they couldn't even fake it. They didn't even have enough at the ready to fake it. They got us in 2020, and you can't talk about that. And then, if you do decide you're going to get upset about it, that they make you a rioter, an insurrectionist, and they build Fort Pelosi and try to make you the bad guy because you dare say, I want the truth. And that's just for starters, folks. We haven't even gotten into the stuff last week. I mean, I couldn't cover all of last week, so we got to bring it over to this week. I'll give you another example. In Los Angeles, they dropped their number of criminal investigators in the police department to 10, despite the significant rise in crime. But doesn't that make sense when you think about leftism? More crime, less crime solvers? That's what they do. And then they make you out to be the lunatic. You're the lunatic because you look at Hunter Biden and go, look, it's obvious this guy's a criminal. You look at Hillary Clinton and go, what are you talking about? It's a matter of intent. They look at you, we look at what they did against Donald Trump and go, what are you talking about? This dude is transparent. He divests himself of other businesses. He doesn't let his kids get involved in any foreign activities or whatever. And what do? You want to prosecute him. You demonize him. You demonize a family that you should be exalting. And then you say, you're a uniter to the country. You're supposed to be teaching Americans about how to live your life. What family wouldn't want to emulate what the Trumps have done? But you know who the heroes are in this little mini drama that the leftists play out? A crackhead son with a demented father and a sex-crazed sister / daughter and an uncle who's got who knows what he did, but he's got his hand out and a narcissistic wife. That is who we exalt. That we look at the Biden family. Prior to that, it was baby black Jesus with his ethnocentric racist wife. His daughter's gone wild, and he who will not even produce data on who he really is. We still don't know who Obama is.
Oh, yeah, you do, Kevin. You know who I am.
I don't. Won't even get... He's supposed to be the smartest guy in the world, and he won't even give us his transcripts. This is what we're dealing with, folks. We have a pathological liar who is the... I call him the pathological liar in chief. This guy can't tell the truth about anything. Shaking hands with the air, trying to double shake Schumer's hands. He can't even remember 3-4 seconds in front of him. All he can do is read a teleprompter, and he sucks at that. But this is the guy that they chose to put in charge. And this is the guy they choose to rally around, not looking at him, not looking at any members of his family, trying to make you believe this is demented Camelot, and we're supposed to all be, thank God we've got Donald Trump. I golfed with a guy the other day, actually three guys, two of them were Trump supporters and knew me from Fox, and the other guy, he just said, I hate Trump. And I go, why? No answer. Yeah, exactly. I tell him, you say what everybody else says. Here's what I can tell you. He's a racist, right? But I know him, and I know he's not. But you'll still leave here going, he's a racist. Despite having 1 degree of separation from the guy, somebody who knows, or 2 degrees, somebody who knows what he's like, who tells you that you have misinformation, and you're going to still leave here going, well, he's still a racist. Your one little story, black man, doesn't do it for me. And I said to him, well, okay, so you hate Trump. And I said, what do you like about Biden? He's not Trump. That was his answer. He's not Trump. So you don't care that he's a demented clown that shakes hands with the air, that has almost gotten us into wars, that has raised inflation to untenable levels, to where people who look like me, that you so want to protect against Donald Trump, are suffering, right? That's your rationale. And then he said to me, I just really don't want to talk politics. I go, I didn't bring it up because I hadn't. You know, he brought it up. He and his buddies, they brought it up to me. His buddies made the comment, though, well, just understand he hates Trump. I don't have to understand anything. I don't care. I'm golfing. I don't want to talk politics with you old white guys. But I'm glad we did, because I'm the one who got to get the last word in and say, hey, look, you can think what you want. You can hate Trump, but you just met a staunchly conservative dude who actually knows him, and you had a great time. By the way, they did. And I whooped their heads, man. I played golf like a maniac that day. Played great. They were like, man, this brother can play. I heard the guy at one point going, what a shot. I could hear him over. Go, what a shot. What a shot. Reminded me of Everett Rochon, who said, Kevin, if you're going to play the white man's game, play it well. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about this and the social media people think they're kings. And when I say this, I mean seriously, they think they're kings. The rules don't apply to them. It would be like the phone company saying, we're kings, we're going to monitor every one of your conversations, and if you say the wrong thing, we cut off your line. You have no access to the information available via phone. Remember, with the phone, you could check the weather, you could check, we call it time and temperature, you could call for information. Yeah, what if I decide on my phone I want to call somebody and I say, will you give me advice on who to vote for? And they say, vote this way. And the phone company jump in and say, hey, that's misinformation. You can't say that or whatever. That's insane. Now, their idea is, well, you can't say it to everybody. Really? That's not true. I can make multiple phone. I can bring in multiple people on my phone. And then maybe it's not as big as social media. But what is the difference between the phone company and Twitter or the phone company and Facebook or any of these other services where you build your group of friends, supporters, fans, whatever. Some agree with you. Some don't agree with you. Some will like you today, hate you tomorrow. What's the difference? There is none. But let me tell you, these people that set up their little kingdoms, they hate Truth Social. I'm not a fan of Truth Social. I think Trump rolled it out, really haphazardly, and it's limping along. But it will gain traction. Why? Because the dude's a billionaire, and he's got the bully pulpit. People are now starting to say, this came up on Truth Social. So eventually they're going to say, this came up on Truth. This came up on Truth. And that's what he should have called it. Not Truth Social, Truth. Now, I do wish them success. And by the way, I hope I compete with them one day because I love social media. Not like teens where you're just glued to your phone and you don't even see the world around you. I'm not on it every minute of every day, but I love what it brings to people, the power that information brings to people, instantaneous power, good or bad. And if you're able to discern it quickly and go, nah, that's BS, good for you. If not, let me tell you what's going to happen. You'll get burned and burned and burned, and then eventually you'll stop getting burned because you'll get smarter about how you assimilate information or disinformation. You'll learn that everything you see is not necessarily the reality of it, and you need to dig a little deeper. This happened to us with a bunch of fake news stories. These people that would come up with these sites and make things look so real. And then we got to the point where we went, whoa, there are no links to it. Number two, nobody else is verifying the story. Number three, you know, the unnamed sources, things like this. You get to the point where you can figure out, okay, this isn't working. Then when it went from actual fake news and went to CNN, guess what? We noticed no name sources. You know, we got word from high level White House and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Who is it? And you got to where you could figure it out, and then you figured out it was fake news. But I love the power of having that information. Think of what the internet did and search engines allowed you to do. When you're looking for a place and you want to find a restaurant, you go, bam, I need to find this restaurant in this city. Boom. Here's a website. Want to see the menu? Want to know how to get there? Want to phone them? Want to check reviews? You got all this information at the tip of your fingertip, at the tip of your fingertips. That's really at the tip. But you get what I'm saying? Video games. You know, when I talk about a love of something, it's something that changed the way we viewed the world. Video games. Man, remember when it was Pong? And then when it finally went to, the Space Invaders or whatever, something like that. And then Nintendo came up with all these really clever games that made us fall in love with these two little Italian dudes. And Donkey Kong and Miss Pac-Man and all these others. And suddenly the world as you knew it changed. That was movement. That was progress in many ways. Now these video games are so real. I mean, it's amazing to me. And see, leftists, they say we're afraid of change because we're conservatives. We wish to conserve. Let me tell you something. What we are is we are dogmatic in what works and how you should live your life. But do you realize in every other way, we are the most thrill-seeking, the most ready-for-change people on the planet? You can't be more ready for change than a conservative. You can't be. You lose your job, you make a, boop, you flip over and do something else. You're undaunted. You don't go, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Conservatives roll with the punches, roll up our sleeves, and we just go with the flow. And here's what we say. Correct me if I'm wrong, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We say, hey, must be part of God's plan. But you know what? Regardless of what the plan is, I know I will survive it because I've got a good core of who I am. I know who I am. I know what I want to accomplish. I know as one door closes, another opens. You have all these kind of sayings for yourself, but they aren't just euphemisms and platitudes. You believe it. You believe it. Leftists are afraid, folks. They're afraid of a move. They are. They're afraid of a movement to something else. And they're afraid of our movement to something else. We're done with them. But while they have us, they're going to manipulate us. And that's what social media is doing. The social media is in its death throes. People don't realize it, but the social media people do. They realize it. And I'm making a prediction, folks. Within a decade, you're not going to know, you're not going to remember these days. I mean, you'll remember the days of Facebook and Twitter, but there's going to be something completely different. And it will be a shift to something monumental, and it'll be such a drastic move towards center right or to the right that the left won't know what hit them. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because Twitter, they say, is reintroducing its rules governing election misinformation. I'm reading this in the New York Post. As a social media site prepares for this year's midterms, the San Francisco-based tech giant said it will apply its, quote, civic integrity policy to the November 8th midterm elections, in which all 435 House seats and a third of the Senate will be up for grabs. The stated goal of the policy, which was first introduced in 2018, is to, quote, elevate credible information and keep you safe on Twitter. I find that so demeaning. You're going to keep me safe. Oh, God bless you, Twitter. They're going to keep us safe. And they're going to elevate credible information. Who determines what's credible? Twitter? The same people that said Russian collusion was real? The same people that wouldn't, that still to this day won't let you talk about VAERS information or the lies about this Wu flu nonsense? The same people that won't let you say that the election was a cheat? The same people that try to pretend that January 6th is legit? These are the people that are going to look at the misinformation ahead of the midterms. They say this. The mission of our integrity network, or integrity work, is to protect the conversation on Twitter during elections and other civic processes. As if, folks, when it's not during election time, you can talk about whatever you want. So, what are we able to talk about? It wasn't an election. Post 2020, what was the talk? They cheated.
Oh, well, we can't let you say that because that could be disruptive.
I think, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they'll tell us that we're radicals who are trying to, you know, do something crazy. How dare you call the FBI raid of Trump a raid? It wouldn't surprise me at all if you see a title like that in every major newspaper, leftist newspaper in the country.
Conservatives try to have declared the FBI raid a raid. How sick are they?
You do know you just called it a raid, right?
No, yeah,
you get what I'm saying. I think you guys understand that my jokes around this thing. They said Twitter will offer users pre-bunks or prompts on the home screen that will help guide people to accurate information. It will also apply labels to tweets that it deems to be misleading. It says social media sites like Twitter and Facebook came under fire during the presidential campaign for not cracking down on misleading claims. That's hysterical to me. For not cracking down. They said, but efforts to boost content moderation have also led to accusations from conservatives that liberal-leaning tech companies are biased towards Democrats. Well, well. Accusations, huh? Provable accusations. And if it weren't for the lobbyists and the money that Zuckerberg and previously Jack Dorsey had put towards keeping the lid on this stuff, we'd have them where we want them. I think it's coming. I'm not giving up. But I'm going to have to leave it there for now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.